things. Bradley, do you welcome this decision by the state government at Yagan Square?
Well, yes, we do, because there's been a lot of situations over the years where our members, existing proprietors of hospitality, large hospitality operations, have wanted to bring in second and third and fourth parties to share in the business, to have other smaller businesses operating from the same large premises, and they've been not allowed to share the environment because there couldn't be multiple operators on the one venue. So we're looking forward to this setting a precedent to allow the older pubs that have very large facilities that were required by the state government previously to be able to better utilise that space, as opposed to just being one big large venue, that it could be multiple small boutique type operations operating out of the same building, so to speak. So we see this as a good move towards more flexibility, and in particular this ability to have multiple operators out of the same building.
Do you agree with Paul Papalia in that we need to change our drinking culture in Western Australia?
Look, it's been changing for decades. The person who made the comment about the 6 o'clock swills, obviously, probably from the 40s and 50s, because that's over 50 years ago, and we're talking about the East Coast, Eastern states, and the drinking culture in Western Australia has changed. But there's one common factor that exists around the world, and that is that if people choose to intentionally get drunk, they're going to try and get drunk, whether it's at home or whether it's in a park or whether it's in a licensed premises. And that's not something that's just specific to Western Australia. I think if anyone thinks it's just a Western Australian thing, they've never travelled. And the reality is that there are some people who deliberately go out and do that. But we do have a much better, more diverse drinking environment now in the state and in Perth. It's changed substantially over the last 20 years. And it's changed even more so in the last 7 or 8 years since the economic boom has enabled more investment and different types of premises to emerge.
Minister Paul Papalia mentioned that there'll be a big announcement, the biggest amendment to the Liquor Act since the Small Bars Act, I think, is what he said at the end of that interview. Any idea from your perspective of what's in the works from the state government?
Well, we're hoping that the state government takes the opportunity to reduce a lot of the unnecessary burden, red tape, bureaucracy that exists on the existing hospitality industry. It's great to allow new types of liquor licences and more licences, but at the end of the day, the existing businesses, the thousands of existing licensed premises, undergo an enormous amount of regulation and red tape every single day. And a lot of the time it's spent dealing with issues that are unnecessary, requirements and regulatory paperwork that could be simplified, and ways in which it just adds more cost to the consumer because there's an unnecessary administrative burden or legal cost. So we're hoping a lot of the changes that come about, and the real test here for this new Liquor Act and Minister Papalia's first bill, will be to see how much we can save existing businesses and create better businesses to employ more staff.
The pop-up bar and, by the sounds of it, what's happening at Yagan Square, there seems to be a shift, I guess, in Perth and from the state government's perspective into smaller, unique sort of drinking experiences for people. Is that a worry for you from a Hotels Association perspective, or do you support that sort of move?
Well, we've got diversity across Perth, and whether we've got new taverns opening up in shopping centres in suburban areas of Perth that are multi-function venues that have got lots of food, that have got bars and even got microbreweries contained within them, and it all depends on the environment. We need to have flexibility to allow entrepreneurs to be able to do different things. The government made the announcement on Friday that they're going to allow a licensed barge on the Swan River, and that was allowed for under the existing laws. So there's always going to be diversity. The question, though, in terms of having lots and lots of micro bars is, are they viable and are they affordable and can they make enough money to keep the business going? So it comes down to size, it comes down to leasing costs. There's lots of factors there, and what we do know is that a good hospitality district needs massive diversity. It needs venues at the top end that are fine dining and high-level service. It needs venues at the bottom end that are pretty straightforward and rustic. And it needs lots of different sizes in between. Because sometimes it's about servicing men and women that just knock off after work and want to have a drink. Other times it's looking after families and tourists and everything in between. So we just can't have one focus on one particular type of licence. I think that would be the wrong direction to move if the entire focus is just on small bars and micro bars. They have a place and they have a good place, but to focus on them entirely wouldn't be the right direction.
Bradley Woods, thanks as always.
Thank you very much, Simon.
CEO of the Australian Hotels Association, Bradley Woods, with us on ABC Radio Perth and Western Australia. Coming up to 5 minutes.